Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We continue with Shari Tshuva, Shir number 2. This is brought to you by the first Seder Beis Medrash. We're discussing the gift HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, and this gift is called Tshuva. That when a person, by being definition, he's a human being, he will make mistakes. He'll make mistakes ben Adam Chaveroi, he'll make mistakes ben Adam Lamakai, between man and man, between man and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Hashem said, I have a way to fix the problem. It's called tshuva. Repent. How do you do tshuva? So let's continue. Ve'limdom ve'hisiram lashu ve'lov ki yechdu loy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu berachamav. He created a situation and he encouraged Klal Yisrael, his children, to do tshuva. L'roiv tuvoy ve'yoshre ki hu yodu yitzram. Because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tremendous amount of goodness. Tuvoy ve'yoshre. And his yashru is his uprightness, because Hashem knows our Yetzirah. Hashem created us. So the creator of the Yetzirah knows that we will fall and we'll make mistakes. Ein tzadik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov v'lo yechteh. The Pasuk says, not over here, but the Pasuk says, Ein tzadik ba'aretz, there's no such thing as a tzadik asher yaseh tov v'lo yechteh, that will only do good and not doing averus. Which is a chizik. Because when a person does an Aveira, the Yetzirah wants to tell a person, you're no good. And once you're down, stay down. That's the Yetzirah's approach. But we have to know that's incorrect. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to get up. Sheva Yipol Tzadik Yekom. No matter how many times, not just seven. No matter how many times, Hashem wants us to get up and come back. Shenemar Toiv Yashur Hashem Akin Yoyirich HaToyim Badarach. And these psukim are very important. The Ben Yoina, he specifically chose each pasuk with his tremendous vast knowledge of psukim and Tanakh and Midrashi, Chazal, to teach us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, we have to remind ourselves, Hashem is good. Hashem is yosher. Hashem is upright. Hashem is straight. Al-Kain, what is Hashem going to do? Yoyre chatoyim badorech. Hashem will guide the chayte. He'll guide the sinner. He'll guide the chayta, the one who transgresses, the proper way to get back. I mentioned the story in the past. Years ago, I set my GPS for a certain location to go somewhere, but I wanted to make a pit stop first. I wanted to go to the bank first. So, I didn't follow the GPS. And the GPS kept saying, recalculating. Finally, there was a programmer who programmed the GPS to say, please turn right. Like a please, emphatically. Turn right. Hashem is saying emphatically, turn right. Come back to me. How many times will a person be chayt? It doesn't matter. Hashem says, you are my loving son, my loving daughter. I want you to come back. And that's what he says now. If a person will continuously do averus, it doesn't make a difference. Of course, one should not do averus. But if a person did tremendous amount of averus, and the person's behavior was horrific, treacherous, absolutely horrific, Hashem does not close dalsei hatshuva, the doors of tshuva for this person. Shenemar, as the Psukim in Yeshaya say, Shuvu la'asher hemiku sora. Shuvu, come back. La'asher hemiku sora. To the one who the person, what does it mean hemiku? Hemiku is depths, deep down. Sora means to go astray. Come back to the one you turned away from, you profoundly turned away from. You went away from Hashem to a tremendous degree. No matter what the averus are, no matter how far removed the person might have been from his behavior as a yid, it's irrelevant. Hashem says, Shuvu l'asher hemiku sora. Hashem is talking. This is from the Navi, it's Hashem's words. Another pasuk in Yeshaya, Shuvu banim shoyvim erpa mishuvay seichem. Shuvu banim. Come back, my children. Shoivivim, Erpa Mishua Seichem. What type of children? Rebellious children. People who don't follow the Torah. People who don't do the mitzvahs. They don't keep the laws of Hashem. I want to point out, it's not by chance that we're starting Shar Tshuva, Shar Aleph, Ois Aleph, and we have a pasuk here when we begin Parsha Shmos as well this week. These weeks are called Shoivavim, as the acronym for the names of the Parshias. Shmois Ve'era Boi B'Shaloch Yisroi Shpatim, right? Then you have Tat also, Trumot Tetzaveh. These parishes called Shoivavim. It's not by chance. This is the way HaKadosh Baruch orchestrated things. That we have this pasuk here because parishes Shoivavim, the parishes of Shoivavim, it's Mesugal, we should mitzchazek ourselves in Shuvah. I saw a little clip that Rav Meilich Biderman Shlita should have strength to continue his tremendous holy work of strengthening Klal Yisrael through his shiurim and his divrei Torah that is sent out in all different languages. And he said, what is the greatest part of tshuva a person should be focusing on during Yemei Shoivavim, during the days of Shoivavim? What is the tshuva he should be focusing on? And he said, Limud HaTorah. Learn Torah. And learn Torah beretzifus. Learn Torah on long periods of time. Learning Torah beretzifus is the greatest tshuva a person can do. And so Shem will continue tomorrow here in Shar Aleph, Ois Aleph. Have a wonderful day.